Dave, is that you? I was wondering when you were going to get home. I was getting worried what with all the weather picking up out there. Oh. Oh my God, babe, what happened? You were stuck out in the storm? Oh, no, you poor thing. Come here. My poor baby. If I'd known the storm was going to move in this fast, I would have offered to run your errands for you. Oh, you're absolutely freezing. This jacket is soaked through with melting snow. How long were you outside in the storm? Seriously? Oh, no. I think I liked you better as a girlfriend than as a girl's sickle, baby. Come on, let's get that jacket off of you. Damn, that snow really soaked through, huh? Let's get you warmed up by the fire, okay? Here, go ahead and have a seat on the floor for me, baby. Oh, don't give me that look. There's a method to the madness, I promise. I'll get you cuddled up on the couch in no time, but for now, just sit down by the fire. That's it. Now you just get nice and toasty while I... Oh! Perfect timing. I was actually getting ready to make some hot chocolate when you got home. Let me go get that, and I'll grab you a towel while I'm up, okay? That cocoa smells so good right now. I grabbed a towel to dry you off while that cools. We don't need you stuck in wet clothes while you're nearly frozen to death now, do we? There we go. Let's just get you nice and toweled off, okay? There we go. That's better. Nice and dry. No frostbite for you tonight, babe. And now you can sit on the couch. I just didn't want you getting it soaked with melted snow. Here, come on. You wrapped up nice and tight in some blankets. That's right. There you go. Gotta make sure we warm you up as much as possible. We don't want you getting sick after all. There you go. How's that? Feeling cozy? Feeling cozy? Good. We've moved from girl sickle to girlfriend blanket burrito. Here's your hot chocolate, sweetie. There you go. And I'll get some of mine, too. This new brand you got is delicious. You have excellent taste. Though it seems like maybe I should be going out and doing more of the grocery shopping now, if this weather keeps up. You're not exactly built for below freezing conditions, you know. No, that's true. I'm not either, but I am bigger than you. You know, more mass to keep me warm. We gotta get all domestic in these conditions. You know, I must go out and provide for my family. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna go full caveman on you. But from now on, we should definitely try to travel together, just to make sure that you don't get stuck outside alone again. Grocery runs can be like little dates. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, yes, I'd obviously want to be involved in the grocery selection process. Oh, excuse me. I do not have the palate of a child. Look, just because I like to sneak off to the Pop-Tart section doesn't mean that I can't still be a helpful grocery shopping assistant. You'll see. Besides, you can't tell me that you don't like Pop-Tarts. They're so tasty. Our pantry would be vastly improved by the presence of, I don't know, 2, maybe even 3 varieties of prepackaged frosted breakfast pastries. Yeah, definitely. Leave the grocery list up to you, spoilsport. You can get whatever boring, non-sugary foods you want as long as I get to accompany you as your personal emergency space eater. What do you mean? Of course I'm a good source of heat. As I already said, I'm bigger than you. And I'm super warm. I'm a big shaped heating pad, basically. Fine, I'll prove it. Scoot over, girlfriend burrito. There we go. And just lay back on. Okay, fine. Drop yourself on me like a sack of rocks, why don't you? You know, for someone who doubted my abilities as a source of warmth, you sure were eager to cuddle up on top of. Almost like you were pretending to doubt me, just to get some cuddles. Nah, I couldn't be it. No, you're far too sweet and angelic and pure to ever do something so underhanded. Must be my imagination. Isn't that right? Yeah. Just be glad I wanted this as much as you did. Hold still. Make another sip of that cocoa. Don't move. I don't want to spill this all over you. Some kind of idiot would. Oh! kidding. I'm very thankful for your dangerous trek to the store. I mean, without it, we wouldn't have more packets of this delicious cocoa. And, you know, food and stuff. No Pop-Tarts, though. Poor little girlfriend burrito. What a horrible evening you had. At least you're safe here now, in my arms. You don't have to go back outside in that cold anymore today, baby. Just snuggle up against my chest and let me hold you. That's it.